One of the most fascinating storylines in the NFL this year is that of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The relationship is dangling by a thread. It's very possible the superstar QB will be playing somewhere else in the fall, like Denver. Rodgers has been on the minds of more than just football fans. He recently was a fill-in host on the popular game show Jeopardy. We talk about all this with Washington Post sports columnist Jerry Brewer, who says news that Rodgers wants out is jarring.
You're talking about a Green Bay team that has gone 13-3 and back-to-back seasons and made the NFC title game in back-to-back seasons. When you combine their current winning with all that they've won over the history of Aaron Rodgers' 16 years in Green Bay, while not perfect and only one Super Bowl, you're still talking about one of the most consistent runs of success in the NFL. It's surprising that he would want out, knowing that they have rediscovered their momentum. The crazy thing is just how much baggage has been accumulated, even though Green Bay has had mostly a good thing under Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a very complex individual, and the Packers, while they have mostly done right by him, they have a very strict way that they've always liked to build their teams in order to sustain success. He carried them to probably more success than they should have had, but they didn't win a second Super Bowl. And he looks at that and saying, well, you guys used me and you never tailored the team to my unique skills.
One minute you see Aaron Rodgers in a viral video in the back of a teammate's pickup truck holding a case of beer, and then he's hosting Jeopardy, and then he's wearing an expensive suit and hobnobbing with the rich and famous at the Kentucky Derby. There was a story 5 years ago that he wasn't talking to his parents and other close relatives anymore. There was a 60 Minutes report in 2012 in which he kind of expressed disdain and anger when fans would tell him when they meet him in person, hey, you're not as tall as I expected. You mentioned what a complex individual he is. Is there something about his character that is contributing to this turmoil?
Yes, there's a lot of human complexity with him. I think Aaron Rodgers has good character in terms of what we value in a sports superstar. However, the intricate moral dilemma with him is he's not great with relationships. And if you just look at the strained relationship that he has with his own family, that's a window into that. He's always putting this constant pressure on people to be able to vibe with him. There's a genius to him, and everybody's not going to be able to see the game that he sees. And he gets incredibly frustrated by that. He's a lot of different people. I mean, you would never think that someone who can come across to the media as extremely condescending at times would also be this really engaging person who had a nice 2-week run as the host of Jeopardy and was engaging in a way that he doesn't always show in interviews. So there is a lot there with Aaron Rodgers, and it has been a lot for Green Bay to manage.
Does it tell us anything about the NFL?
It tells us that while the NFL is always about the shield, about the team and just the enterprise as a whole over the individual, there are certain individuals in this moment who have the elite, irreplaceable talent to push back and say that they want something else. Similar to the way that NBA superstars have pushed back and decided to use the fact that they could leave in free agency or that they can demand trades to really have an influence on the team building in a way that we've never really seen in sports. NFL players want to do that. Now, there's a really small number of players who could have that level of influence, and Aaron Rodgers is one of that handful. And there is this tension now in what are franchises going to do? If you kowtow to the players too much, then it becomes what they don't want to be, which is this highly individualized league in which you have to make commitment to star players that would be incredibly uncomfortable for football teams to make. However, everything is a value-based decision. And Aaron Rodgers, even though he's almost 38 years old, is coming off of an MVP season. He might be the latest in this line of ageless quarterbacks that we've seen with Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So there's reason to believe that into his 40s, let's say the next three seasons, you're going to get MVP level play from Aaron Rodgers if you have the team around him to support him. NFL teams, even for that, at his age is willing to trade a lot of assets for that. And if you're Green Bay, it behooves you to have conversations about what it would take, especially when you've already made plans for the future in drafting your quarterback of the future. So while if he gets traded, it would look like Aaron Rodgers won, Green Bay lost, I think if you look at team building as a whole, it could be a win-win for both team and player.
Does Rodgers end up in Denver, or do you not care to speculate?
I don't care to speculate. However, that model has worked for John Elway in the past with Peyton Manning. And John Elway won 2 Super Bowls as what we would call an old quarterback in his late 30s. And he had tremendous success with another old quarterback in Peyton Manning in his late 30s and got a championship out of that. So I would not be surprised if Aaron Rodgers could connect with John Elway in the same way that Peyton Manning connected with him and trusted him. And that's what it's going to require. Aaron Rodgers does not trust easily, and you're going to have to find a unique situation in which you can tailor what you do to Aaron Rodgers to keep him happy, but you don't go overboard in bowing to him. And I think that's going to be the tension for everyone involved.
Washington Post sports columnist Jerry Brewer on superstar QB Aaron Rodgers, who may be parting ways with the Green Bay Packers after 16 years. Stay with WTOP this spring as we continue to follow that saga.